This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Both Republicans and Democrats took to social media and the airwaves to express criticism of the debt limit deal reached between House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and the Biden administration. But as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, there's not much wiggle room for either side or legislative chamber to reject the deal when lawmakers vote this week.
When pressed by a CBS anchor on whether he'll get all the votes needed and can guarantee the U.S. won't see a default, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries didn't hesitate.
Yes.
The deal will have to pass both the House and the Senate. The Treasury Department has warned that the debt ceiling must be raised by June 5th so the United States can cover all its financial obligations. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won re-election Sunday, extending his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade.
Surrounded by supporters, Erdogan thanked them for giving him five more years in power. He also ridiculed his challenger for his loss, saying, "Bye, bye, bye, Kemal," as supporters booed. Erdogan came just short of a victory in the first round of elections earlier in the month, the first time he failed to win outright, but he made up for it in the runoff. His win comes despite crippling inflation and the effects of a devastating earthquake 3 months ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia's Interior Ministry has issued an arrest warrant for U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham following his comments related to the fighting in Ukraine. Graham met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Friday. Zelensky's office later released an edited video of the encounter in which Graham notes that the Russians are dying and describes the U.S. military assistance to the country as the best money we've ever spent. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has unleashed one of its biggest airstrikes on Kyiv since the war began, as the Ukrainian city suffers its second overnight assault in a row. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
Officials say its defense forces have shot down more than 40 targets during what Kyiv's mayor describes as another difficult night in the capital. Ukraine's Air Force claims to have shot down 37 out of 40 Russian-launched cruise missiles and 29 out of 35 drones. The latest wave of Russian strikes on the city come as Ukraine prepares to launch a counteroffensive to reclaim areas that Russian forces have taken. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Japan said on Monday that it was preparing to destroy any North Korean missiles that threaten its territory. Pyongyang announced a planned launch of what it said was a satellite. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Japan put its ballistic missile defenses on alert on Monday and warned it would shoot down any projectile that threatened its territory after North Korea notified it of a satellite launch between Wednesday, May 31st and June 11th. North Korea says it has completed its first military spy satellite, and leader Kim Jong-un has approved final preparations for the launch. Analysts say the satellite is part of a surveillance technology program, which includes drones, and is aimed at helping nuclear-armed North Korea to strike targets in the event of war.
Meanwhile, South Korea is using a $13.7 billion arms deal with Poland, Seoul's biggest ever, to lay the groundwork for an industrial juggernaut that the two nations' defense companies hope will feed Europe's hungry military market far into the future. Reuters' Almond Lee.
South Korean officials told Reuters they have pitched Warsaw in producing their weapons within Poland for easier delivery. However, Poland's Ministry of National Defense did not respond to a written request for comment. Last month, South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol told Reuters that his country may extend support to Ukraine beyond humanitarian and economic aid if it comes under wide-scale civilian attack. Since then, his government has approved use of at least some South Korean weapons components in Ukraine.
A new study suggests dozens of U.S. cities are at risk for mpox outbreaks over the summer. Health officials say that they're working to prevent the scale of infections that surprised the nation last summer. Most of the cases reported last year were spread during sexual contact between gay and bisexual men. Infections exploded in the wake of pride gatherings in June, and health officials and event organizers say there are many reasons to be optimistic that history will not repeat itself this year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.